His Chicken Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. As we first announced yesterday afternoon, the movie house in Millerton has announced after closing March 15, 2020, they will reopen under new ownership this spring. Carol Sadlon came to realize the time had come to pass the torch to a new generation to keep the spirit and vitality of the movie house alive. The new proprietors, David Maltby and Chelsea Altman, see this iconic property as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to honor the movie house's history while bringing new energy and vision, building on a huge base of support to keep the movie house growing, relevant, and vibrant. David is a founding partner of Empire Square Group, a real estate investment firm, and Chelsea is the owner of six bars and restaurants in Brooklyn. Both have deep artistic roots, and Chelsea had a successful career as a New York actress, appearing on and off Broadway, as well as in roles for film and television. David has been an award-winning rock and roll drummer, music, and theater producer. Well, the reviews are in, and Norfolk was the perfect place for winter fun. The turnout last Saturday for Norfolk Volunteer Fire Department's ice skating party during weekend in Norfolk demonstrated residents' desire to get out of the house for some winter fun. Held as part of the winter weekend in Norfolk celebration, the event brought folks together despite cold temperatures and a sharp wind. Bonfires helped chase away the chills. The ambulance squad contributed hot cider to go with the firefighters' s'mores. Wind has now passed, but not the opportunity to find outdoor recreation in that town. And also, you can still participate in this year's Weekend in Norfolk online with videos and other events. More details at weekendinnorfolk.org. Connecticut teachers are preparing to roll up their sleeves for the COVID vaccine. Nearly a year into the pandemic, teachers and school staff are getting ready to roll up their sleeves and receive their doses of the vaccine, as the governor shared the details on the state's rollout in Waterbury yesterday. The State Department of Public Health added that most clinics will take place in March. Berkshire Hills has approved their budget and the last state to vaccinate teachers as it begins to look towards the gradual reopening of in-person school. Grappling with the pandemic complications, the Berkshire Hills Regional School District yesterday quickly approved its fiscal 2022 budget. At a virtual public hearing, the school committee voted unanimously for net operating costs of $28.3 million and a capital budget of $1.96 million. Less state and other aid, the total net assessments to Great Barrington, West Stockbridge, and Stockbridge is $24.7 million, a 3.2% increase over this year. Great Barrington pays 75% of those costs since it sends the majority of students to district schools. Mount Everett students with a passion for the environment have put together a series that debuts today. Isabella Cardina Camp is passionate about local food, composting and recycling, anything that makes the earth cleaner. The Mount Everett Regional High School senior is super excited to spread her passion to the larger community with a virtual series of six speakers to expand on problems and household solutions for water quality declines, the importance of local food, the interconnectivity of soil. Camp 18 had the idea, and she and Cecilia Caldwell, 17, got working during the pandemic to line up six influential speakers for the free Sustainable Speaker Series, Our Relationship with Land and Water, Conversations with Local and National Sustainability Leaders, which begins at 5:30 this evening with a talk about sustainable systems on college campuses by Ezra Small. For more information, eventbrite.com/e/creating-sustainable-systems-on-campus with Ezra Small. Small registration. You can also go to the Southern Berkshire Regional School District website for that information. Columbia County Historical Society announced it's awarded grants to five county historical societies as part of its annual county re-grant program. The competitive grant application period opens at the end of each calendar year. From CCHS, the Greenport Historical Society, and Red Hook Historical Society, each receiving funds for the purchase of archival supplies for their collections. The town of Canaan, New York historian received a grant towards conserving the Flat Rock Baptist Church record book, which dates back to 1795. The City of Hudson historian was awarded funds for archival supplies, and the Canaan Historical Society in New York received a grant to conserve two West Point uniforms from 1836. This grant is awarded annually. The County Re-Grant Program offers grants of up to $500 and is open to all historical societies and official village, town, and city historians in Columbia County. Coming up today, a Super Supper is happening. Pick up to go at the Congregational Church, Library Street in Salisbury, 3:30 to 5:30, offering a free takeaway soup supper. Supplies are limited. Please order ahead. If you haven't done so, email your name, phone number, and number of servings to salisburycc21@gmail.com. By the way, local delivery is available if you aren't able to get to them. In Cornwall, 5 till 7 p.m., Heat and Eat at the United Congregational Church. Tomorrow in Cornwall, Technology and Artificial Intelligence with Ed Green and Frederick Jenny via Zoom. Race the Power of Illusion, a workshop with Carol Taylor, happens tomorrow from 1 till 3 at the D.M. Hunt Library. Space is limited. Registered by calling 860-824-7424. A rabies vaccination clinic at the Dover Town Hall, being sponsored by the Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health. That'll happen tomorrow from 8 until 12 noon at the Town Hall. You can register at dutchesscountyspca.as.me/rabies clinic. Impact of Technology and Artificial Intelligence and Data, Cornwall Conversations, is happening tomorrow from 5 till 7 p.m. It's free. Registration is required. It features Ed Green and Professor Frederick Jenny, and it is a Zoom meeting. D.M. Hunt Library Zoom event, author Paige Dickey on gardening at her new book, Uprooted, on Sunday. Register at huntlibrary.org. It takes place at 4 o'clock. You can also register on the library's Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them at Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 31,402.21, the NASDAQ at 13,119.43, and the S&P 500 at 3829.34. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.